Prosecutors in Switzerland have denied a request from Russia to drop charges against a former Kremlin official, Pavel Borodin. Borodin is charged with accepting bribes from Swiss construction companies that do work in Russia. He was arrested last week in New York. Hearings are underway to determine if he'll be extradited to Switzerland. Some politicians in Moscow have called the case against Borodin a Western conspiracy. Natasha Yefimova reports from Moscow.
Under former Russian President Boris Yeltsin, Borodin controlled the Kremlin's multi-billion-dollar property empire. Swiss prosecutors say Borodin accepted millions in kickbacks from two Swiss construction firms hired to renovate the Kremlin, and the Swiss allege that he laundered the money through shell companies. Borodin no longer heads the Kremlin property department. Now he is secretary of the fledgling Union of Russia and former Soviet Republic Belarus. The president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, spoke out in Borodin's defense on Tuesday.
The United States of America has no business masquerading as the defender of Russian money. For over 10 years, they've taken at least $1 trillion out of Russia, laundered it, and hushed it up.
Many of Russia's nationalist-leaning politicians speak of a conspiracy involving American intelligence services. Among them is lawmaker Alexei Mitrofanov.
Borodin had access to special state secrets. He knows where every wire in the president's office is located. Now that they've got him in jail, they can really work him over.
But officials close to the Kremlin seem to be taking a cooler approach. Sergei Ivanov heads President Putin's influential Security Council.
The American court must decide on this issue. I believe this is a legal matter. It hasn't spilled over into politics.
Nonetheless, Ivanov also hinted at the involvement of U.S. Special Services in the arrest.
This process seemed planned. Remember, the appropriate agents were waiting for Borodin. It's also obvious that this was planned under the administration that is no longer in power in Washington.
President Putin, who's pledged to weed out corruption, has kept silent on Borodin's arrest. Borodin was the one who brought Putin to Moscow and was his first boss here. But if the president defends Borodin, he could be accused of turning a blind eye to corruption. If he remains silent, he could be attacked for allowing Russia to be humiliated. Viktor Kremenuk of the USA and Canada Institute believes that the Kremlin has good reason to be cautious about the way it handles this case.
I think that, of course, the people in the Russian government are very cautious and very concerned. They know that Mr. Borodin knows something about some legal or illegal transfers of money, about some affairs around the Kremlin, and the problem is now what he will reveal during the questionings in both in the U.S. and Switzerland. This is a big question.
Borodin's extradition hearings are set to resume tomorrow in New York. For NPR News, this is Natasha Yefimova in Moscow.